Assalamualaikum, boys and girls. This is your Masjid Quba. Are you ready and tucked into bed? That's great. Tonight, I will be telling you a wonderful bedtime story, a story from the Holy Quran. Tonight's bedtime story is about the two sons of Adam alayhi salam and our world. There were once two brothers on the earth. They were the sons of the Prophet Adam alayhi salam and Hawa. The eldest was named Qabil. He was a farmer who was not very kind. The younger brother was called Habil. He was a shepherd who was loved by everyone. Now, boys and girls, do you know what a shepherd does? That's right, a shepherd guides the sheep. Well done, everyone. MashaAllah. In those days, people used to offer their best gifts to Allah. If Allah was happy with them, He would send lightning from the sky to burn the gift. One day, their father, the Prophet Adam alayhi salam, told the brothers to offer a gift to Allah. That day, Habil brought along his best sheep, but Qabil decided to give his worst crops. Both brothers put their gifts in the special spot on the mountaintop. Suddenly, lightning flashed. It struck the sheep, but Qabil's gifts were left untouched. The elder brother quickly became angry. He was always jealous of Habil. "This is your fault," shouted Qabil. He was so mad. But Habil was a kind soul. He was not scared of his brother, and instead he loved Allah very much. "Aren't you afraid of him? If not, how can Allah accept your gift? Fear him and Allah will be happy with you." So, boys and girls, what did we learn from this story? Mummy and Daddy, are telling the right answer? Well done, that's right. If we love Allah, Allah will love us, MashaAllah. Now, moving on to our story about the world. Allah had made all the world for you and me. It was all for you and me to live in and look after. Soon, villages were built and then cities began growing. Tribes gathered in the sands while skies filled up. Birds flew through the clouds and dipped their beaks at the beach. Waves rushed to the shoreline, tickling toes within their reach. And Allah had made all of this for you and me, for everyone. It was all for you and me to live in and look after. Sometimes, in the darkness, there are storms at sea. The tide rises high and ships go the wrong way. But Allah guides them across the waves of the sea so they can reach their place safely. In the depth of the darkness, stars sparkle, and above our heads, the moon shines too. Can you see the moon outside, boys and girls? Quick, go take a look. It's shining lovely and bright, MashaAllah. But if the dark clouds come, there's no need to be scared. We need these clouds to water the plants and make them whole. They grow green and tall and sway in the breeze. Then the ripe fruit can grow in the shades of the trees. And Allah had made all of this for you and me. It was all for you and me to live in and look after. So, boys and girls, now that we've heard a little bit about our world, what does this tell us? What does this teach us? Parents, please check the answers this time. No cheating, okay? That's right. It teaches us that Allah made the world, so we must look after it. We must appreciate it. MashaAllah, top marks, everybody. Now, children, it's nearly time to close your eyes and go to sleep. But before we do that, we have two things to do. Can anybody remember what they are? That's right. MashaAllah. The first thing, we have to say thank you to Allah. We have to say thank you for everything he has given us. So let's say it together. Ready? Thank you, Allah. The second thing we have to do is we have to pray the bedtime dua. This is very important. Now, let's pray together. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Well done. That was very good, mashallah. You have all been wonderful listeners. Now remember to pray the kalima with your mummy and daddy. And remember to be good and listen to your mummy and daddy. I can't wait to come back again on Tuesday for another amazing bedtime story. This is your Masjid Quba. Over and out. Assalamu alaikum.